Hello, this is Nikki. Thank you for inviting me into your mind today. Because, in case you don't know it, that is exactly what you're about to do. Now, before I start, I want to make sure you have a safe, comfortable place to enjoy the session. A place where you will not be disturbed for the next 45 minutes or so. This is an erotic hypnosis session, and as such, I believe you will enjoy the experience much more if you set the mood a bit. Dim the lights, wear some loose, comfortable clothing, nothing you'll have to be adjusting. Good. And turn off your phones and pagers. Nobody needs you right now. This time is just for you and me to explore. If you need a moment to get ready, now would be the time to stop this session and come back. Good. Now I'm going to start with a little background on this session. Now, compared to some, I am fairly new to the world of what we fondly refer to as hypno-fetish. This session, I would like to dedicate to the pioneers of this fetish. With the beginnings in the news groups and chat rooms, a much earlier time, a much more virginal World Wide Web. Who would have guessed that things would have grown into such, well, you know, nowadays you have so many choices. So many choices. So many wonderful personalities, hypnodoms, story sites, whatever you seek, you can most certainly find it on the World Wide Web. Yes, you can. You found me, didn't you? My sessions have a variety of themes and styles. Some are more graphic than others. I feel the need to point out that this particular session has absolutely no graphically sexual content whatsoever. Yes, you heard me right. None. Well, kind of. Maybe it does. Now I don't remember. What I do remember is that you will not be using this session to masturbate to. It is not that kind of session. This is not to teach you how to make your cock hard or how to come for your mistress. There is a much deeper lesson to be learned here. It might be funny to hear me say this after telling you that, but I might go so far as to say that I find this one of the sexiest and erotic sessions I have done. Dedicated to a time where just the premise of being hypnotized by a dominant woman would get you aroused. No stimulation other than the concept and the ideas planted deep in your subconscious mind. No graphically erotic content needed. Just a dominant woman with a lesson to teach a sexually submissive boy. Now, some of you might ask yourself, why? Why would a man want to put himself in a place where his sexual being is controlled by a dominant woman? Well, the answer is simple. Because. That's right. Just because. There are many hypnofetish writers whose work I read and respect. Today, I am showcasing one particular writer and his style. He goes simply by R.C. He's one of the better-known writers in this genre. And the following is a quote from an article he was interviewed for. Since I enjoy erotic hypnosis, my emphasis is on the hypnosis part, not whatever comes after it. I've been accused of ending my stories too early, before the sex happens. RC believes that hypnosis is sexy because it's kind of an alibi. People imagine that being hypnotized will allow them to do taboo things because they're not responsible for their actions. If they're not responsible, then who is? Moi? We'll see about that, won't we? In just a few moments, I'm going to snap my fingers and put you into a trance. That's all it takes. You want this so much, and you are so helpless to resist, that simply hearing me snap my fingers will clear your mind and leave you open to my hypnotic control. You know you can't stop this from happening. Are you ready, boy? Of course you are. 5. I guess I forgot to mention, I'm going to count down from 5 to 0 before I snap my fingers. You have some time to feel it, to feel yourself letting go. That's right. And by the time I finally snap my fingers, you might already be in trance, deep in trance. And hearing me snap my fingers might just take you deeper and deeper. 4. Is my voice starting to affect you, boy? I think it is. I think my voice, my hypnotic, sexy voice, is relaxing you. Take a nice deep breath in. That's right, hold it for a moment and release it. Relax. Feel my voice relaxing you now. 3. You can't wait for me to snap my fingers, can you, boy? I know. I know it's hard not to just let yourself fall. I know it's so hard to try to remain in control, waiting for me to snap my fingers. And when I do snap my fingers, it will be so easy. It will feel so good to just let go. Just let go. 2. How does it feel, boy? You're feeling my voice. You're feeling the relaxation. You know what's going to happen to you in just a few moments. You feel so relaxed, and at the same time, you might feel a little quiver, a little tremor of anticipation or excitement. Because in a moment, you will hear me snap my fingers and you will let go. 1. So close now, boy, almost there. You want it. You want it so much. You feel yourself on the edge. You feel my voice wrapping firmly, gently, and irresistibly around your mind. A simple snap of my fingers will put you over that edge and take you to a place where my voice is the only thing that matters. 0. Yes, we're here now. Maybe you couldn't wait. Maybe you wanted it so much. Or maybe you are so completely conditioned to the sound of my voice that you're already in trance. Or maybe you're still waiting. Waiting for the snap of my fingers. Here you are, boy. Sleep. Such a good boy. Yes, such a very good, deeply hypnotized, perfectly conditioned boy. Feel yourself falling deeper now. That's right. Falling deeper now. Isn't it amazing what a simple snap of my fingers can do? Simply hearing me do this, sleep, puts you into a deep trance state. Oh, I just did it again, didn't I? How careless of me. And you are already in a deep trance. Well, that's all right. For the rest of this session, hearing me snap my fingers and saying the word sleep will drop you 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper, 10 times deeper sleep. Very good. Pretty nice, isn't it? A snap of the fingers to entrance you, and a snap of the fingers to take you deeper, 10 times deeper, 10 times deeper. I just love knowing that you're there, totally fixated on my voice, and yet at some level deep inside your mind, you're waiting at some deeply subconscious level to hear me snap my fingers again. Because you want to go deeper. 10 times deeper sleep. Just like that. Good boy. And now, I have a surprise for you. You're going to enjoy this, I'm sure. Just listen, and your subconscious mind will automatically follow every word I say. Just because. Imagine you're standing at the top of a short, wide staircase with 5 steps. There's nothing particularly special about the staircase, except for what's at the bottom. Me. I'm down here, waiting for you to come down deeper with me. I'm waiting for you, standing here, staring up at you. I'm going to count you down the stairs. With each number, you will come down 1 step closer to me. 1 step deeper, 1 step more firmly under my spell. You may find that you don't even feel your feet touch the steps as you drift down, deeper, and deeper, to where I wait for you. 5. 1 step deeper, 1 step closer to me. 1 step closer to being completely surrounded by my influence. 4. 1 step closer, 1 step deeper. Are you drifting down? Are your feet touching the stairs? It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're 1 step closer and 1 step deeper. 3. So close to me now. For the last few steps, I want you to look into my eyes. After all, You don't need to watch where you're going. You know where you're going. You're going deeper and deeper. Stare deep into my eyes and come closer. Come deeper. 2. My eyes pull you down. My eyes pull you down deeper. You feel it. You feel a physical sense of being pulled down towards me, closer and closer. And that pull sends you deeper and deeper. Stare deeper into my eyes. Feel my power pulling you closer, pulling you deeper. 1. You're almost here with me. Almost here. My eyes are all you can see, and my voice is all you can hear. You don't have any idea whether your feet are touching the stairs, and you don't even care. You don't care about anything now, boy. Stare into my eyes and feel them pull you deeper. 0. You're here with me now, boy. Stare into my eyes and sense my arms moving, reaching for you. I'm so close now, staring deeply into your eyes, and you are distantly aware of my arms going around you. My scent comes to you, faint and delicate and overwhelming. My arms tighten around you. You feel yourself being pulled so close to me, my power, my completely irresistible hypnotic power surrounding you, overwhelming you. Stare deep into my eyes and feel yourself surrendering to me. Let it happen. Let go. Feel my arms around you. Stare spellbound into my eyes and feel yourself falling deeper now. Yes. Good boy. I'm all around you now. I'm everywhere. I'm even in your mind. In fact, I'm the only thing in your mind. I'm the only thing in your mind. The only thing in your mind is me. My voice drifts into your mind, carrying my words. My words remain deep in your mind, becoming more and more powerful as each one falls into place. My words create thoughts in your mind. As my voice drifts away, My voice drifts in and out as my words remain, becoming more and more powerful. Each word is accepted. Each word is absorbed. Each word becomes a part of you. My words create your ideas. My words create your thoughts. I am all around you, and you feel my presence most profoundly in your mind. I am the only thing in your mind. My voice carries my words into your hypnotized open mind. My words remain there, programming you, guiding you, making you feel so very, very good. It feels so very, very good to feel me around you. To feel yourself totally enwrapped in my powerful hypnotic presence. I'm going to allow you to enjoy this state of total openness, of complete suggestibility, of pure willing abandon. I'm going to count again from 10 to 1. And while I count, while my voice drifts in and out of your mind, leaving the numbers behind, While I count, your mind will do nothing else whatsoever. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Didn't that feel good? Wasn't it wonderful to have nothing to think about? Let's do it again. And it will feel even better this time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You can feel yourself falling deeper. Good boy. We're not done yet. Oh no. I have more in store for you. I want you to make sure you understand how easy it is to follow my every suggestion when you're so totally enwrapped in my presence. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, I want you to take your cock in your hand. Don't stroke it. Just hold it for me. It doesn't even have to be hard. If you have to unzip or otherwise adjust your clothing, that's fine. At the count of 3, I want you to take your cock in your hand and just hold it. 1, 2, 3. That's right. You might have to unzip or, dare I say it, unsnap something. You felt that too, didn't you, boy? Yes, I know you did. There. Good boy. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's hard or not. Just hold it for me. And now, I'm going to count again from 1 to 3. This time, as I count, you're going to wake up. At the count of 3, you will be wide awake and out of trance. I know it won't be easy to wake up after being so deeply under my spell, but you'll do fine. 1, waking up now. 2, more and more awake. 3, open your eyes, wide awake. Welcome back, boy. How do you feel? Oh, and by the way, where's your hand right now? Ah, yes, around your cock. Now, why do you suppose that's there? And what do you think would happen right now if right now I told you to sleep? Yes, good boy, falling deeper now, deeper, deeper, 10 times deeper, sleep. Well, that's certainly effective, isn't it? 10 times deeper simply by snapping my fingers and saying, sleep. It's almost like being put into trance all over again, isn't it? You feel the change. You feel my voice becoming more and more powerful. Sleep. Such a good boy. Now, I want you to think back just a minute or two ago when you were at the bottom of the stairs and I put my arms around you. Remember what it was like to stare into my eyes, feel me encircling you, and then to feel everything fade away as my hypnotic influence washed over you, sending you into a state where I am the only thing that matters. Feel that again. Feel that now. Be there again with me at the bottom of the stairs. Eyes closed. Mind empty. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty. Completely empty. Totally under my hypnotic spell. Such a good boy. It feels so good here, and it's so easy to be here. So very easy for me to lead you to this place, here with me, your mind empty, waiting for my words to guide you wherever I wish for you to go. And you will follow my words. You will follow me where I wish to guide you. You will follow me wherever I wish to guide you. Because you want to. Just because. You are so deep and so empty that you might not even be aware that your hand is still around your cock. Remember? Remember I told you to put it there? And so you did. You're such a good, obedient boy. Now, I want you to take your hand away from your cock. Let it rest, limp and loose. Take your hand away from your cock and let it rest, limp and loose. And in a moment, you're going to discover something amazing about that hand. It doesn't matter whether your cock is hard or not. Your hand, your arm, is now resting limp and loose away from your cock. Limp and loose away from your cock. Feel my words sink into your empty mind and call full awareness to your hand. My words draw your awareness to your hand as it rests loose and limp. And as you focus on your hand, as it lies there, limp and loose, I'm going to tell you something that you will soon realize is the absolute truth. In a moment, I'm going to bring you out of trance for just a few quick moments. During that time, your hand will not move, no matter what. You will not be able to move your hand at all when I bring you out of trance in just a moment. My words sink into your mind and create the program which will control your hand when you awaken. Your hand will not move, no matter what happens, no matter what I say, no matter what you want it to do. I want you to wake up on the count of three. 1, waking up now. 2, more and more awake. 3, open your eyes, wide awake, wide awake. Now, boy, try and move your hand. Not having much luck, are you? Try this. Wrap that hand around your cock for me. Isn't that something? My control is really that strong. Watch. Sleep.
Falling deeper. Now.
Good boy.
Such a good obedient boy.
Come down here with me, boy. Come down to the bottom of the stairs with me. Go deeper. 10 times deeper. Sleep. 10 times deeper. You know why you're here, boy. You know why you let me bring you here with me.
Because.
Doesn't this feel good? Doesn't it feel wonderful to be so deeply hypnotized? So empty, so open. I know it does. I know you love the way you feel when my voice begins to affect you. I know you love the way you feel as your body relaxes all by itself. I know you love the way you feel as my words begin to take control, because you know my words do take control. You know my words do take control. Just like now. You allow my words to take control because it feels so good. So natural. The better you feel, the more control I have. And it follows that the more control I have, the better you feel. It's quite simple. In fact, it's so simple, you don't even have to think about it. And since when you're as deeply entranced as you are right now, it's impossible for you to think anyway, you naturally allow me to think for you. And allow my words to control you. Just like now. And because you're incapable of thinking for yourself at the moment, I know you haven't realized lately that you still can't move your hand. Try it if you want. Go ahead. See? It won't move. Your hand, like your mind and the rest of your body, is under my control. Your hand is still loose and limp. Now, as you become more aware of how limp and loose your hand is, you feel that sensation spreading as it flows gently, easily into your wrist, your arm, and into your shoulder. The next time you inhale, you will pull that sensation deep inside yourself. And as you exhale, that loose, limp feeling will spread all through your body. Good. Inhale. Yes. Feel it. Now. Exhale. Feel your body melting for me.
Feel it. Just let go.
So limp. Loose and relaxed, as if it was melting away. Your body is melting away for me, letting go for me. Let it go.
Let go. Good boy.
I'm going to count down one more time. I'm going to allow you to enjoy the sensations of being totally helpless. Totally limp, totally under my control. And the best part is, it's so very easy to experience this sensation. It's so easy, so natural, so automatic that simply listening to my voice and following my instructions will create this state every time. You don't have to try. You don't have to work at it. You just listen. You just accept. You just obey. 10. Obey. 9. Obey. 8. Obey. 7. Obey. 6. Obey. 5. Obey. 4. Obey. 3. Obey. 2. Obey. 1. Obey. 0. Obey. Yes. So empty. So obedient. So empty. So obedient. So easy to fall deeper now. So easy to obey, so easy to fall deeper now. So easy to obey. Obey. It's so easy, it's so natural. You fall into trance for me, and you fall deeper for me, and you obey me just because. And now, boy, I think it's time for me to bring you back. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and with each number, you will feel yourself coming up out of trance, slowly and gently. I know you want to stay here where you are, deeply hypnotized and totally controlled, but it's time to come back now. 1. Coming back up now. 2. Your body still loose and limp. 3. Come on up, boy. 4. Take a nice deep breath. 5. Open your eyes. Wide awake. Wide awake. So, boy, what do you remember? How do you feel? Still a little groggy, huh? Wishing you were still under my spell? Good boy. Sleep. Like they say, be careful what you wish for. It may just come true. Well, now that you're here again, what should we do? Perhaps you might feel yourself falling deeper now. Do you? Are you falling deeper now? Of course you are. You can't help it. And if I counted back from 10 to 0 right now, your mind would just go blank. Totally empty, totally blank. No thoughts, nothing. Only my voice, only my words, only me. Remember just a little while ago when my arms went around you and took you deeper than you've ever gone? That's where you want to be, isn't it? I know it is. You want to be taken by my power. You want to be so lost in my voice that you willingly allow me to control your mind and body. I love doing this. I love leading you to this place. I love knowing that you've given me control. And that's what you want. You want to give me control. And you do. Every time, without hesitation, without resistance, without question. Every time, because you want to. And now, boy, I should bring you back for real. It's really time to wake up. On the count of five. One, come on up now. Two, your body totally relaxed, but you'll be able to move normally. Three, come on back now, time to wake up. Four, nice deep breath, almost awake. Five, wide awake, wide awake. Welcome back again. I know what you're thinking. You're waiting to see if I'm going to take you down again. You might even want me to. I bet you do, in fact. This really is the end of this session, though. But it's okay. You know how easy it is to go under for me. So all you have to do, if you really want to go under again, is to listen again. Or listen to another one of my sessions. Either way, if you do, I'll be waiting for you at the bottom of the stairs. See you.